right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Looking up on the big screen right now, in one of the big screens here in the studio, and Tom Homan, our soon-to-be border czar, is actually down at the border right now making remarks to the Border Patrol with Governor Greg Abbott. Clear indication that he's not waiting until January 20th. He's getting ahead of the game, and he's pretty much making it known what is about to happen. Which you and I talked about earlier, JP, is announcing some things is already causing reaction in a positive way. All right, listen, we got a situation, and it's real. I'm going to date this back to March of 2023. So some of y'all are familiar with Vulcan Materials. Vulcan Materials is a Alabama-based company. And they are the nation's largest producer of construction aggregates, like things like crushed stone, sand, and gravel, all the things it takes to put together, you know, concretes and aggregates for, you know, making walls and whatever you got to do. All that to say, Birmingham, Alabama's Vulcan Materials Company is a member of the S&P 500, and they are a huge, huge factor in construction industry. They have had a quarry and a port that they built on land that they own in Mexico for 30 years. And in March of 2023, this is amazing. In March of 2023, a Mexican company called Cemex, and you said that's a Mexican version of Vulcan, right? They basically were, I think they were conducting operations at the Vulcan properties, is my understanding. But Cemex, right?
Yeah, you're correct. I'm trying to pull up an exact description. They are a Mexican multinational building materials company. Yes, yeah. Headquartered okay. In San Pedro.
Much the same as Vulcan is to the U.S., Cemex is to Mexico, and they're also international. But I imagine they had a partnership at some point with the folks from Vulcan. Vulcan built port facilities near Playa del Carmen. If you know where Playa del Carmen is, this is on the Caribbean coast. This is prime area, and suddenly, the Mexican government decided they really wanted that property. So with Cemex claiming that it should have had contractual rights to the property, which its contract had already expired in December of 2022, in March of 23, Cemex employees with armed Mexican police and military forcibly broke open the gates at Vulcan's port facilities near Playa del Carmen and began occupying the property. Just literally, the Mexican government aiding a Mexican company to take over a U.S. company's property. Vulcan quickly put out a statement saying there's no contract permitting Cemex's use of Vulcan's port facilities. Although the companies used to have an agreement, it had expired in December 2022. It had not been renewed. Rather than looking for a mutually agreeable solution, Cemex threatened to seek the aid of the Mexican government, including the use of armed forces, and did just that. Mexican federal court ordered Cemex to vacate the property. That's interesting. So the court said, you can't do this, fellas. Another Mexican federal court ordered the military and police forces to vacate the property. None of it happened. They maintain it to this day. So as the Mexican government continues its illegal shutdown, this is in March of 23. I'm reading this from a statement put out by Vulcan. The Mexican government continues its illegal shutdown of Vulcan's quarrying, processing, and shipping operations. Nonetheless, Vulcan owns the four parcels of property that make up its Mexico operations, including the port. So think about this. They spent an unreal amount of money to buy amazing amounts of land, built a major quarry on it, built a port so they can ship the materials out, and the Mexican government decided, I think we want that. And they took it from an American company. I'm telling you, it's getting thick. Wait till I tell you the rest of the story. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday in a turkey week. Yeah, oh, that's all the food, man. Just throw me a McRib while you're at it. Let's just get it all in there. We're going to have McRibs. We can't talk about this much.
I know. I thought you didn't like them, but you keep bringing them up.
But as much as I'm talking about them now, I'm like, I have like this curious memory. I ate them before, but then I began to think about what they were and I stopped eating them.
Yeah.
But yet I still eat sausage.
That's true.
So, I mean,
hey,
just saying.
You know what? Maybe with RFK coming in, he can fix the McRib. He can make the McRib great again. How about that?
Oh, God. By the way, our show is so on point today. Right now, The Five is on Fox on one of the screens here in the studio. And the topic, Trump's opening salvo, Canada and Mexico coming to the table after tariff threats. I've been talking about that for the last hour. So I also talked about, right before we went to the break, I talked about the fact that in March of 2023, Vulcan Materials, a Birmingham, Alabama-based national, really international, producer of construction aggregates, you know, limestone, crushed rock, sand, all that, that Vulcan Materials was shocked to have the Mexican military, Mexican law enforcement, and a Mexican company seize their port and quarry operations in Mexico. That was over 2.5 years ago. No, I'm sorry. What? No, we're looking at a year and a half ago. Fast forward. October of last year, Mexico threatens to seize the Vulcan Materials property. Katie Britt, Senator Britt, wants Biden to stand up for the company. AL.com. Vulcan Materials and Senator Katie Britt were urging the Biden administration to protect the Birmingham-based company's employees and its gravel extraction pits that the Mexican government was threatening to forcefully seize. Now, they had already seized it, but what was happening was, in the interim, the Mexican government was talking about expropriating it, basically making it their own. Not like, we're taking over your operations and making sure they're safe and in compliance. No. That excuse, which was just thinly veiled, it was pretextual. That was a complete pretext for them to cut the locks on the gates, go in and seize the property. Well, we're questioning your permits. You issued the permits. We're questioning your ownership. We've had it for 30 years. Anyway. Katie Britt calling on the Biden administration. Did the Biden administration ever do anything? Do you recall that? No, they did not. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, they called him AMLO, threatened to declare the property a natural protected area or seize it by force if Vulcan did not accept a $360 million offer for the gravel pits. Oh, wait. Oh, I see. Mexico was willing to pay for it. That's great. It's like eminent domain where they come in and they say, here's what it's worth and here's what you get. Except that Vulcan was like, well, screw you. It's worth $1.9 billion. And you want to pay us $360 million? And you're going to forcibly seize it if we don't take your money? How about no? So Vulcan said it estimates the value of the 6,000-acre property just south of the resort town of Playa del Carmen at $1.9 billion. Keep in mind, they invested hundreds of millions of dollars in this. Over time, they built an entire port for themselves. They have the operations there which ship out all over the world. But in March of October of 2023, the Mexican government seized the facility despite a court ordering it not to, and Vulcan said that the $360 million so-called appraisal does not even take into account the value of the whole business nor the value of the limestone reserves that they own. And, oh, by the way, this has been shown to be an ongoing NAFTA investment arbitration that they are just being abused in. Okay. That's happening. Can you imagine this? The Mexican government has just seized an American company's assets, made them their own. It hasn't stopped. Next storyline I've got here from Business Alabama magazine. Some of y'all are thinking, I've never heard this story. It's been flying under the radar, man, but it's legit. You got a $1.9 billion piece of property and a port built by an American company, owned by an American company for 30 years down in Mexico, and Mexico decides they want it. May of this year, May 29th, 2024, Business Alabama magazine. Birmingham-based Vulcan Materials remains locked in a struggle with the government of Mexico over its facilities. The Biden administration didn't do diddly squat about this. Just let it ride. Why? Why would you do what? This is an American company. Who knows? Anyway, Mexico News Daily, an English-language Mexican news outlet, reported that the Mexican takeover of the property is now imminent, adding that the government plans to make it a natural reserve with rental cabins and cruise ship docking facilities. Oh, pray tell. They're going to turn it into a tourist destination. No, there was not some form of, you know, ulterior motive to this. They just were checking the permits and all that. In a statement in earlier that month of May of this year, Vulcan said, the company strongly believes this action by the Mexican government is illegal. The company has the necessary permits to operate and intends to vigorously pursue all lawful avenues available to it to protect its rights and resume operations. And then it goes on to say, the company has quarried limestone legally in Mexico on land that it owns for over 30 years. Vulcan has the right to maintain full ownership of its properties, owns the limestone reserves, and complies and has always complied with Mexican law, including the laws permitting our operations for which we service our customers both in Mexico and abroad. Y'all, this is an Alabama-based company. Can you look up something else? This is the thing now. I realize you can do this, so now I'm just like, hey, look this up for me real quick. See if you can figure out how many employees Vulcan Materials has. And then let's just get a feel for the size, if you can find that. Do you see something like that?
This says 11,437.
Wow, this is no small employer.
No.
Over 11,000 employees, one of the largest producers of construction aggregates like sand and rock and all that. Now, that was May 29th of 2024. Also in May of this year, Vulcan rejected Mexico's buyout offer. So the formal so-called offer went from 360 to, okay, we'll give you $385 million. And Vulcan said, go pound sand. No pun intended. Yeah, Birmingham-based Vulcan Materials, according to Alabama Daily News, in May of this year, rejected the Mexican president's campaign of criticisms and closures, as well as his offer to buy. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, AMLO, offered to buy the American company's Caribbean coast property for $385 million amid a bitter years-long dispute that saw Mexican authorities seize the port quarry. Y'all, this is not the way good neighbors act. It's not. We'll fast forward to pretty much now. AL.com again. Bill Thornton wrote this one. In September of this year, U.S. Senators Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt joined six other members of the U.S. Senate to introduce a bill that would impose penalties on Mexico if it attempts to profit from seizing a port facility owned by Vulcan Materials. So you've got Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, Tim Kaine, a Democrat of Virginia, Ted Budd from North Carolina, John Barrasso from Wyoming, and a few others are already among the sponsors of the Defending American Property Abroad Act. The bill would prohibit any vessel that had used a port, land, or infrastructure illegally seized from a U.S. entity by a foreign nation from entering a U.S. port. Okay, that'll do. You look at this and go, where's our Department of Homeland Security? And oh, by the way, where's our Department of State? And does the Biden administration, does he even know? Do you think he knows? Does he even care?
Does he even know where he is?
I don't know. Did you see him, by the way, trying to pardon the turkey yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, brother!
I bet that was something.
It was a word salad, man. It was like I don't know if he knows. I think the turkey made more sense than he did. It was that bad.
Well, I saw he was somewhere speaking to military members. I'm not sure where, but he said he made a joke about how he had been fired.
Did he really?
Yeah. So
no kidding.
It's funny how he's letting it fly a little bit as we're coming to the end.
Well, I mean, he just had a big they called it a gratitude party or something like that, where he thanked all the people who've been working for him, kind of like a going away kind of party. And Kamala Harris didn't even show up.
Shocker. Well, at least, hey, I gotta give props to that. Biden's showing up to the inauguration, so there's that.
He is showing up to the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Good for him. He's probably going to wear a MAGA hat.
Yeah. He probably signed up to go to the inauguration.
Yeah. He's probably looking forward to it. I wonder if Kamala will go.
No. No shot.
No think so?
No shot.
No shot at all? Mm-hmm. All right. So the Mexican government, they're not done. All right. They're not done here with Vulcan. The Mexican government is going to not just declare that they can have something, but the outgoing president, AMLO, in one of those I'm leaving office and while I'm on the way out the door, let me sign this paper type things. Yeah, just about a month ago. With just days of his term in office remaining, according to energyresources.com, Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador added another complication to the Vulcan dispute. the September, he declared it to be a protected natural area. In other words, he labeled it as a place where quarrying can't occur, which it's been occurring there for 30 years. The September 23rd declaration covers more than 200 square miles in the Quintana Roo area and specifically prohibits activity, including extraction of construction materials. What he basically did was he said, what you're doing there is now illegal. So first he said, we want your property. Then he said, we'll agree to buy your property, but we're buying it on the cheap. And then he said, when they said, no, we're not doing that, pound sand, he goes, fine, then I will just take your property and shut down your operations. And then he made it one step further. As he left office, he said, and oh, by the way, I've just declared that whole area a protected reserve, and you can no longer conduct your operations there no matter what. So even if you get to keep this, now you can't use it. I mean, this whole thing was one of those biggest abuses of power I've ever seen. And folks, this is an American company. This is an Alabama company. This is a big, hairy deal. It needs to stop. All right, that's that for that, Dipper. We're going to take a break right now. When we get back, we may just have to play the WKRP turkey drop again. Just for grins. You got it handy? You got it?
Oh, yeah. I bookmarked it.
All right. Let's come back and do a little WKRP turkey memory. We'll be right back.